Okay, gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. I believe Mr. Smith has an item for us before we adjourn.
I just wanted to give an update. This isn't anything that needs any access by the commission or anything. Just in serving on the and having access to the sediment and stormwater technical document revisions on a committee, a part of that, I wanted to let you know that there was posted in the major newspapers in the state a public notice indicating that if any parties had any interest or wishing to review or submit comments to the revisions, that they had 15 days from the date of, I believe it was June the 18th, to so do, and they can access those changes by either writing DENREC at 89 Kings Highway, Dover, or going on the denrec.delaware.gov drainage section website. Thank you.
All right, Mr. Lank, anything else for good of the order?
July 17th.
We...
17th.
Yeah, I forgot about that. The public hearing is on the 10th, which is the Cool Springs application and a couple others, may generate a substantial amount of time, and we thought to ask the commission if they're interested in moving the other business and old business, or just one or the other, or both, to a special meeting on the following week, either Thursday or Wednesday or whatever.
Daytime or evening?
Well, that's up to the commission. We're just asking if you desire to do that because of, we think that public hearing may last a while.
Okay.
I cannot do the 16th.
We have a substantial amount of site plans and other business, and now we have some more old business.
Right now, there's 13 or 14 other business items.
For that same night?
How would you feel about a 3 p.m. on the 17th?
17th I can do, not the 16th.
And I can't do the 16th either, so.
I can't do the 17th.
You can't do the 17th.
I can do the 17th.
Can you guys do the 17th down here?
Yes, I can do the 17th.
Well, as much as that it's all items of other business, no public hearings, I think we would be safe with a four-person commission if that's our view with Ross.
And it's possible, you know, to be honest with you, we have something going on the farm, and I don't know what time it's going to get done. So
the possibility exists that you could be here.
I could get here, but okay. I just don't know. Not likely.
3 o'clock?
That was my suggestion, but, I mean, I'm open to later, earlier.
17th at 3 o'clock works for me. Okay.
And the Helen Street application is down near that Cool Spring site somewhat, right, within 2 or 3 miles? The one we deferred for. I think that's off Harmon's Hill Road.
Look.
308.
In the area.
In the area.
In the area.
Within 2 or 3 miles.
Think about it.
I assume this special meeting's in the budget.
It's in the budget.
Okay, just checking. All right, then, so we'll do a special meeting July 17th, 3 p.m. to do other business. Anything else to go to the order, gentlemen?
Oh, can I say one thing? And Vince, you can stop me if you want. We had a discussion a few weeks ago on Shoal Harbor, and they come in with a revised site plan, putting the pool back to the same dimension it was originally. We've received 15 or so.
17 now.
17 now. 17 letters from the residents that have already purchased in support of their correction. We did note that the pool building is a little bit smaller than what it was, but the pool went back to the size that was originally intended.
So when you say that 17 letters are in support, they're
in support of the new plan.
Right. Okay. So,
okay.
I didn't know if the commission would want it back on an agenda for reapproval, or whether if we get 100% of the purchasers, then the staff could do the correction.
Well, is it a...
That's your option if you want to see it again.
I don't know that we necessarily need to see it again, but I'm thinking in terms of approving it so that they can get on with life. I mean, if everybody's...
I agree. But the pool's the same size now. It's back to the original size. It's 22 by 45. I think that's the dimension. But the pool house is a little bit smaller. It's got bathroom. And they've done away with their concept of changing it from a bigger to a smaller pool with some horseshoe pits and some other things. The residents weren't in support of that. They just, now it's a pool with a walkway around it and a pool house. I didn't know if you wanted to see it again. That was my point of asking.
Does that require another public hearing then?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't a public hearing.
No,
it's only
just
a site plan.
Just be a site plan. Just be on for other business or old business.
I think this should come back to the commission.
Why? Given all of our discussion.
No, that's why I'm asking.
Yeah, it's the 17th. So, whatever.
That's fine.
Whenever aren't you first available? I guess. I don't want to hold them up if they've reached a decision that.
Well, we have, like Shane said, there was 28 units total.
Units.
We have 17 agreements.
So yeah, more than half, so.
That's the same number that you had in disagreement before.
Probably. There were still only a few units that weren't sold.
Yeah.
You have some that are sold, but there's no building on it. I mean,
their concern was they want to get started to be able to provide the use of the facility to the residents.
Are we in a situation that if we don't bring it back, you can approve it like tomorrow and they can start, or would you wait until you have
a site plan ready to capable of being approved?
We do.
We have that, but we don't have the 100% of the residents that purchase.
So you can't do it unless you have 100%.
If we had 100%, we could do it.
We could do it, but without 100%, it really needs to come to us anyway. Is that right?
Yeah, it's probably not going to come to you unless we have 100%.
I'm concerned that this could unravel.
No, I'm agree. That's why I wanted to ask.
I'm sorry, say again?
We've just seen too many situations like this.
So if it comes back to us and we approve it, it's done.
And right? You can look at it and make sure that...
That's fine.
No
problem.
Bring it on back.
It's on for the...
Okay.
I mean, I'm dealing with another development right now where we're talking about the size of a pool house and...
I agree. No, I'm not disagreeing. I just wanted to ask.
And that will take it off the office, too, if there's a question by even one property owner.
All right, then. We'll bring it back. Okay. Anything else for the good of the order? There being none, we're adjourned. Peace and harmony.